Yeah, good morning. Terrific to be with you on Cox Plate morning. If you missed the Melbourne Form panel, you can listen to it on our podcast channels, of course, on the website at rsn.net.au, or just subscribe to RSN Saturday mornings with your local podcast subscriber there. And a similar story there for the first word when we caught up with all the major players ahead of that big meeting at Moonee Valley. They are racing on a soft five there at Moonee Valley, and hopefully the rain stops and we stay at that track rating. And don't forget to download the RSN 927 app. Johnny Henry will take you through a magical day of racing here on the main channel, but on the Carnival channel, you can listen to the Spring Ticket. The coverage headed by the great Dean Lester, Michael Falgate will also lead the charge there, Matthew Stewart, Dwayne Dunn, James Winks, and I'll be there as well to take you through the Cox Plate meeting and also the Sydney meeting as well, plus the Country Victoria meeting at Sonana Cup Day in regional Victoria. But it's Bondi Stakes Day there, Royal Randwick, and Kevin Casey joins me now to preview this meeting. Good morning to you, Kev.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. The track conditions today, what are we expecting there?
Well, they've had a little bit of rain, and it looks as though they're going to get some more. Now, we're good for it at this stage, but there is a chance of possibly a downgrade. It all depends whether that rain that's coming through the hills arrives and falls over Randwick. If that occurs, then maybe we get down into the soft, and we've got a track that's sort of changing its rating mid-meeting, which is never ideal. We're going to get quite a bit of rain during a week in Sydney, and heaps tomorrow. But it's a watch and wait. But I would say it's a good fall with some give in it. The Pinot's gone down a touch from yesterday, obviously getting that little bit. So maybe 4.5 right now is my guess.
All right, then the two-year-olds to do battle in the first race over the 1,000 metres. Scratch the one, Ghost Rider. And the two Trifarki are there. The best back galloper is Mura Mura for Team Snowden at 3:30. But geez, Kieran Maher gave Socialist a good push. That filly by Capitalist in that opening race and can get around what $16 for her there, Kev.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky opener, this one. All of them have trialled well, every single one of them. And it's a bit of a watch and learn, I think. But look, I'm going with Total Bay because she's matched up against Entar. Now, Entar's, after her performance, a 650 favourite for the slipper, which is in 5 months' time. So we think she's the best two-year-old going around, and she left Total Baby in her wake. But we would expect, if she was going around in this race, Entar, that she'd be long odds on. 3.5 the margin every chance, but she gets on speed here. She just lands on speed, and I think it's got to be a decent form line, hasn't it? So race experience can count for something. She's on top in an open race for mine. 7 Camino Real, I thought, was a good finisher in her trial. Sort of sat wide, finished off, no worries. She's there as a chance for mine. Number 3 O President did the same, low draw here, but I expect him to finish off pretty strong. And 8 Serta was quite good, sat deep, and gets gun run here. There are plenty of others to mention. Muramura was winning the trial in fast time, did pretty softly. It's not a race we're going to play heavily. 5-7-3-8 for me.
Race 2 is the highway over the 1,800 metres. Scratch the 1, Total Recall. And the horses down the bottom there, the 15, 16 and 17. Market tells us that Prince of Aragon's right in contention at $5.50. Ranta Rocks the favourite at $4.60. Eva's Deal at $9.50. And then Cosmic Hayes $5. And Crackerjack Kenny, the other horse under double figures here, Kev, at around $7.50.
Yeah, it's the market tells you this is a wide open highway in which we haven't got much of an idea. 5 Ranta Rock can cross on speed here. He's a one batter, but he can do that to decent effect in this lineup, I think. Collett to cross him over from that draw, and he'll be sort of top 3 or 4 all the way and just rolling along. He's a winning chance. Wouldn't put my last on him, I don't think. I'd probably wait. 11 Cosmic Hayes, she's fronted up to a couple of these. She gets the claim here. She should be doing something today. 9, Eva's Deal, coming through the same race as Cosmic Haze, has a little chance. 8, Tiomo, 4th best there. 5, 11, 9 and 8.
Race 3 of the Crowley Stakes over the 1,200 metres, a listed race for the three-year-olds. And the favourite here is David Gately's best bet on the program in Sydney. Destination at $2.90, on the lead at $4.60, the Bopper at $3.60, and then Ocean Emperor at $9.50, and Ballistic Lover also given a chance there under double figures, Kev, at $8.
Yeah, well, look, it's a neat little field, small field, but you've all either run first or second in their lead-up runs. So, you know, Tommy Gold comes off a break, but Destination on the lead, of course, have run second to Wild Ruler, a fortnight apart. And that looks solid form for something like this. They are deepest into their preparations, the 1 and 2. But Destination was really good. Good figures finishing off from off the speed last start, when sort of fastest last everything. And drawn low here, probably shouldn't get too far away. He might be two pairs back. I sort of toyed with the idea that he might follow the leader. Still, that's not impossible, but let's say he's sort of fifth back on the rail. He just needs to clear. He'll be strong late. On the lead's been good, apart from that trip down to Flemington. He may not have handled the straight there. Prior to that, he ran second to Creoderis as well. So it's looking solid form in defeat for him. And I think he's got a chance here, for sure. He's got a winning chance. The Bopper interests me, coming through the Canterbury defeat. Now, they ran equal track record time there. It was equaled by Written Beauty later in the day, and we know what she did last night. Look, he's been beaten by Black Magnum, who had race fitness. I think it was an honourable effort. His first defeat there, he can lead up here, and I think he is a strong winning hope. And 4, Ocean Emperor. So look out, I'm down the page here. Count the band in. Gareth, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Race number 4 over the 1,400 metres here. Scratchings are clear, and Creoderis is promising as the odds-on favourite here for Godolphin and Rachel King at $1.95, Kev.
Well, most likely winner is Creoderis. He should arguably be unbeaten. I suppose 2 starts ago, I would say that there was an unluckier horse than him in that race, but he did the job last time. He's just drawing outside half again. He's drawn wide every run that he's had, and he doesn't seem to have any speed. I want to see him draw a gate at some stage to see whether he can settle front half. He's got 52 here. Look, I'm convinced he's heading to stakes races. He goes to the open handicap here, and he's weighted accordingly. He'll have last crack, and I think he's the most likely winner. But up top, you've got a stablemate here who's been there and done that. He's got 10 kilos more, Rainier, but he is a quality horse. He's a multiple stakes winner who was beaten a length in the Stradbroke at the end of last prep. He's come back with a 3rd to Wild Planet. Form from that race is very, very good for something like this. He's been kept fresh, which is how he likes to approach it here, and he could have last crack. I think he's mad odds still at 8.50 at the moment. And I'll have him as a winner for me. 3, Academus, looks good on the map after going down to Caulfield. He returns here to a track that he's unplaced from 6, but a lot of those have been, you know, higher level races than this. 5, Royal Celebration, has trialled well. Won a couple deeper into the prep last time around, but certainly looks solid here. It's a good race. 8, 1, 3, and 5 for me.
Race 5 is the Tats Cup over the 2,400 metres. A listed race. Scratchings are clear. Girl Tuesday, could this be her day? She's at $4.20 in the market leader here, Kev.
She is, and she's my tip as well. She's lost a few mates over the last few months. Not that she's been sort of pushing up as favour in any of the recent races. She's gone around in some good races, you know, the Mugger 2 races, the Kingston Town, and, of course, the Metrop. And her run last start, she drew widest. Boss made a move early in that race, halfway through, went forward. And she didn't turn it up or anything coming down the straight. I thought she was quite okay, all told, in that race. And, you know, prior to that, she's getting beaten a couple of lengths by Mugatu, Takemochi, those sorts of horses would be a pretty strong pick here. Inside draw, not sure what the plan is from there. I think she'll be sort of off speed here to an extent, but well, I think she's probably in best form. It's all relative. Rhonda Naller, I've got a second pick. She doesn't seem to be with us. On the quick turnaround, they went forward last week. This is probably the most suitable race she's run in this prep, though. Fort Juukon lightly raced, beaten in a, I thought, a weak race last time. He needs to be keeping on improving. He may do that. He's only fourth up for this. And six Naval Warfare can sort of come from left field and win something like this. I don't like this one. 3, 2, 4, and 6 for race 5.
All right, then. First leg of the quaddies, the $1 million Bondi Stakes for the 3-year-olds over the mile. It's the feature event. Thermosphere, of course, Scratch, and competing at the Valley this afternoon. Your favourite, Peltzer, at $2.60, Kev.
Yeah, look, I think I've contributed to some of the talk about this race as well. I don't want to bag it too much, you know. Only in its infancy and it's finding its feet. And of course, Pancho ran in it, was second in it last year and went straight to beat Russian Camelot over the Flemington Carnival. So it's got some history there. Peltzer can get forward here. Obviously, he led last time and it was able to kick on and win. He's now 3 from 3 at Randwick. He's led each time he's done that. So that looks the plan. Clark staying aboard. They were coming at him last time. And, you know, that suggests that horses like Prime Star, Acrophobic, might be able to turn tables. I'm not saying they can't, but I like him out front here. He's the best performed horse in this race. I think it's fair to say that. 9, Eliza Beale on the quick turnaround. She probably should have won last week. She's here at 1600. She was going 11 to 14 last week. And, you know, the two fillies ahead of her are decent types. She's got a winning hope here, I think. Quick turnaround is a positive turnaround. And then the others that were behind Peltzer in the stand, Fox Prime Star, they've got a long way back, and Acrophobic as well. 1, 9, 2, and 3 for the Bondi.
All right, then race number 7. You can scratch Asharani the 9, which is a late scratching here in a theory. Another one for Godolphin is the market leader here with the tab at $4.80.
Well, I think that, you know, the speed here, Sweet Deal and Positive Peace coming back from longer trips, obviously. Positive Peace from a much longer trip. They can be the speed here. Blazing Miss will try to get across. I think it's reasonably willing. I'm just looking to 4Gen Rules, who's also back from the 1400. But, look, her two runs this time around have been terrific, haven't they? You're second to Hawkbury on her. Subsequently failed in the Golden Pendant, but, you know, on very respectable in the Everest last week. There's a bit of mixed form through these races, but her efforts have been rock solid both times. She sets up well here off the speed, but I like how she's going. She's put her hand up this prep for mine and said, look, I'm at this level for sure. I can win one of these. She's been around the mark last prep, this prep. It's her turn to win, I would think. And I think she's pretty backable here at the each way odds, 4 on top. Evelina through the same races. She's liable to miss the start, settle off them, but she's been closing in strongly there. She's been beaten only narrowly by Generals on both occasions there. So I think that's the form. 6 Wanderbars had a really fruitful preparation. She's been freshened up. She's happy here. I think even coming back to 1,200, there's no qualms about that. 54, nicely weighted. She'll do something. She's one of the other chances. And Sweet Deal's too good to leave out here, even though that that Hawkbury on her run, the Scirocco, seemed to knock her about. On best form, she must be a winning chance here. A Willow aboard has a good record on her. 4, 3, 6, and 2 for race 7.
Okay, race 8 over the 1,200 metres, the benchmark 88. Scratch the 6, 9, 11 and 13, another one for Godolphin that dominates the market here. High low from an inside gate at $2.90. In and ups at $7.50. He's had support this morning. Through the cracks at $10. I know Ronnie Duffacy was keen at a price with Outrageous, and he's now into $12 with the tab. And Superium there, the 12 at $4.80, Kev.
Well, yeah, look good. good race here. It is a good level benchmark 88, I think. Quite a few of these are the sort of stakes level. In and Up's had to freshen up. I mean, a couple of months off he's had. And his form's very good. He came back last prep all on those first three runs on heavy tracks. But he's very capable on dry. He claims away from the big weight here. It's down under 60. And he finished his preparation behind Rohirrim in the show county. Now, look, obviously some pretty decent form through that race. He's got a great hope here, I think, of just sitting off speed. He won't be too far away. And he looks the value not only of this race, but of today for mine. Now, I think the danger can be 12 Superior, pending how much rain comes and where this track gets to. I think he sets up quite well. Liked his return down to 54 here. He's up in grade, but we've seen him at this level before and competing well. Even if it gets to like a soft five or even a six, I wouldn't run totally away from him on that sort of ground. He's there is a winning home for sure. High-low drawn the inside worries me a touch, but he's ready to win in his prep. He's just he's well poised. And certainly Outrageous has got a nice little chance here. Probably goes forward. There's not heaps of speed here. Low draw won't be far away. It's fourth in line. I'm keen on 1, 12, 5 and 4.
And in the final event, you can scratch the 9, Spanish Point and the 14, Charmers. Ice Bath is the 330 favourite with the tab, and Ice Bath's probably been the best backed as well here, Kev.
Well, come on, she's got to do it here. She's claiming down to 50. What is it? 54.5. She'll carry out to 1600. She's been to 1600 once before. It was a good run. She's beaten three quarters of a length in a stakes race. And she's ready for it now, but she is a duffer. She's drawn perfectly here if she wants to use it, but we've seen her from similar draws the last few, and she just doesn't hustle early, gets herself into tricky positions. I hope, and now she's got the apprentice going on, of course. But this is her race. I mean, she's been the Silver Eagles. What she did at the last 200 of the Silver Eagles, too good for these, isn't it? I think she's the best of the day, so... maintaining some confidence about her. Petroni is beaten by Fortress Command last start. They're both there as threats, 12 ahead of 3 as second and third pick, and Vinciano next best, but Ice Bath for me. 11, 12, 3, 13.
All right, Kev, your best bet, your value, and maybe a play of the day, and also, of course, your quaddie. And then I wouldn't mind at the end a Cox Plate tip as well.
Yeah, look, I think the best bet for me, race 9, number 11, Ice Bath, will go with her. There will be some frustration if she's not able to do the job today. I think In and Up is great value, race 8, number 1. The quaddie approach today, the first leg, I'm going 1, 2, 3 and 9, first leg. Second leg for mine, 2, 3, 4 and 6. The third leg, yes, we'll put in the four runners as well, 1, 4, 5 and 12, and come home with the 11, the 12 and the 3-11-12 in the final leg. Play of the day, look, I'm pretty keen about those later races. Early, I think Rainier must go in as a... You've got to make him a winner for you. I'm going to play that Quinella, the Godolphin Quinella there, race 4, horses 1 and 8. I think Creodaire is up and coming, but looks a little shy of the mark, and Rainier overs for mine. So maybe that's the play we can have at Randwick.
All right, then. Cox Plate tip?
Is anybody confident about the Cox Plate? I'm not, but I'll go with Probabil through the Epsom. I know, wait for age, all of that, but she might just get a cushy run here to run out the 2,000. So Probabil each way for me.
Good on you, Kev. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.